The Hauser Man is here. Tom Hauser with us, Channel 5, Channel 45, WCCO Radio. Tom is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, Chad. And you, this, what it be, 5 days until Election Day?
Here we go. Tell people how the coverage will be on Channel 5 for you and your entire team.
Well, we'll be wall-to-wall starting at about 4:30 in the afternoon, and then between us and ABC News, we'll be on until who knows how late.
That's correct. That is correct.
We might just be on until mid-November. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we start here at 8 o'clock. Carter's going to join me. Blois is going to join me. Plenty of others. So all sorts of local options to check out. Who knows? If you're in a break, we'll try to squeeze you in. But I know you're very busy at Channel 5. Let's start with the garbage comment. Dave, do you have it? I should have told you to get it lined up. For anybody who missed it, here's what Joe Biden said. By the way, this is while his vice president, the Democratic nominee, about 100 yards away, is giving what they're calling the close, right? This is how she's going to close, as I just pointed out, Tom. I have a tough time with it being a closing event when there's a week left, you know, at the time. But here's what Joe Biden said on a Zoom call with other supporters of the vice president.
And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable.
This is the president confused. I get it. He's trying to reference the comedian, but he doesn't sound sharp. He sounds like the person that a lot of us saw for a couple of years. And then let's get to the key point. He does call the supporters of Donald Trump garbage. He does. Now, they've tried to walk it back. They've talked about an apostrophe. They've tried to clarify it. She separated herself from the president today, Kamala Harris did, when she landed for another event. Tom, most years in an election, when the president who's stepping away and he's supporting his vice president, when a president would say something like this, it would be potentially election altering because it's so insulting. This is unique for many reasons. The president's age, his foot in his mouth, the fact that Trump says what Trump says. Go ahead, Dave. Do you have the Trump comment, which was from just the last couple weeks when Trump mentions the word garbage? Here's Donald.
We're a dumping ground. We're like a garbage can for the world.
This is Donald talking about America. We're like a garbage can. So most years it would shape. This is a different year. What effect, if any, does this 24-hour news period have on the actual results of the race, Tom?
Well, a couple things here. A lot to unpack. Number one, former President Trump saying that other countries treat us like a garbage can is not him calling our country garbage or somebody's supporters garbage. Governor Walz, in fact, said this morning on Good Morning America that Trump has called this country garbage, which he has not done. He said other countries treat it like a garbage can. It seems clear to me what, and I know they have tried to walk it back. I heard one correspondent on CNN call it apostrophe gate.
Yeah.
They're trying to put the singular use of an apostrophe on the transcript so that it sounds like he's talking about just that one comedian whom I've never heard of before. We likely will never hear of again after this, trying to make it sound like he was only referring to him. But his exact words are his supporters are garbage. I don't know another way to interpret that.
That's it.
Now, how big of an impact it has remains to be seen, but it does undercut this wonderful narrative the Harris campaign was seizing on about that comedian calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's been countered with the president of the United States saying that Trump's supporters are garbage. So that's why you hear Kamala Harris trying to walk this back. Tim Walz saying the president has clarified his remarks. There's nothing to see here. But what it does mostly is undercut that narrative that the Harris campaign had seized on for a few days now pretty effectively, and now that has been all but dismissed.
I'm trying to figure out, though, and you laid it out very well, I'm trying to figure out if the few folks, and it doesn't have to be much in the swing states, it really doesn't. I mean, you can win with 306 electoral votes like Trump did against Hillary and like Biden did against Trump, and really the separation isn't that much. I'm just wondering if this causes anybody who wasn't going to vote to vote. Does this cause any of the Nikki Haley type Republicans who really don't care for Trump as a person but agree with his policy to go, okay, I'm just going back to policy over personality if Biden's going to say it? And we got to say this again. Trump offers up insulting comments on a regular daily basis, enemy within, insulting the military, and all sorts of comments. That's a part of his daily routine. I just don't know if this is going to shape the few voters who might still somehow be undecided.
Yeah, and I agree with that. What it might do, both the comments by the comedian at the rally at Madison Square Garden and what President Biden said, might motivate some more people to get to the polls because they're angered by one of these things. But I don't think it's going to necessarily shape the race. It just takes away one of the political weapons the Harris campaign had on whatever passes for the high ground these days. I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
But you're right, this does not have the same resonance as it might have 20 years ago because the political discourse in this day and age is so caustic and so negative that it's really hard to upset anyone. I mean, we've had Nazis and Hitler and everything
fascists,
thrown into this.
Right.
It makes Hillary Clinton's comments about Trump supporters being a basket of deplorables kind of cute, kind of Disney compared to what we're hearing this year.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to go back to that. I'm glad you brought that up, where I saw that out again when she goes, well, half of his supporters, you know, and she lays out some of the criticism, they're deplorables. I felt like that did have some of an impact. You know, it was September. I think there were people who were kind of in the middle, might have voted, you know, might be centrist and just didn't like her campaign and found that condescending. I mean, with Trump right now, it appears, Tom, nothing sticks to him. No words stick to him at all. So I don't know if this is going to stick. It's going to stick to Biden, right? People saying, I mean, what if Joe Biden was still in the race right now? Trump would have a 7 or 8 point lead, I think. But I just don't know how big an effect it's going to have on Harris.
Yeah, and not a huge effect, but you don't need to have a huge effect. In a race this close, you need to have the tiniest margin of an impact, and it could be race-altering. And remember, it doesn't have to resonate nationally. It just has to resonate in about a dozen counties in like 5 or 7 states. I mean, that's how targeted all of this has become. It certainly was not helpful. And I know, well, I shouldn't say I know, I'm guessing we're going to see this Biden comment show up in some ads here in the closing days. And that is much more effective to hear the president of the United States use that language compared to a comedian nobody's ever heard of before. If you put it in an ad, it may be just enough to motivate enough Trump supporters who were thinking about, you know, they've got Trump fatigue and they were thinking about sitting it out. Maybe now they'll get up off the couch and go vote. But, you know, who knows?
Let's pause here. Get to Tom, including the latest KSTP Survey USA presidential poll involving Harris and Trump in this state. Hauser Mann, back in moments on CCO. All right, Hauser Mann is here. Tom Hauser, Channel 5, Channel 45, and here, WCCO Radio. Okay, the last poll from your station came out. If people missed it, tell people about it. and tell folks about any changes from the previous poll.
We have, in our poll, Kamala Harris up by 8 points, 51 to 43 over Trump. She went up 1 point from our last poll. He went down one. She was leading by 6 in our last poll. In the 4 surveys that she has been a part of since she became the candidate after Biden dropped out, she has led by 10 points, 5 points, 6 points, and now 8 points. So that kind of brings you up to speed with where we have been with our polling on the Harris-Trump match, and that will be our final poll.
MinnPost had a poll, I think, the day before yours, and it was closer. It was about a 3 percentage point lead. Did that surprise you? Obviously, we have a lot of polls that come out nationwide, and they're not all in sync. What was your reaction to that poll? You probably know in the KSDP poll already, but it was a day before it was released to the public.
Yeah, neither poll really surprised me because, you know, it's a pretty volatile race. I mean, it's been static in a lot of places, but in Minnesota, we're finally seeing the number of undecideds diminish. We're down to, in our poll, we're down to, I think, 3% who are undecided. And, you know, that obviously has a big impact on whether there's going to be much movement. Their poll was taken October 16th to the 22nd. Ours was done from the 24th to the 28th. So whether something happened in there, maybe because our poll was a little bit later, people are kind of finalizing in their mind who they're going to support, and maybe that's why there was a difference. My guess is it's not going to end up to be an 8-point race. My guess is Harris, you know, just because of our history, I'm not, you know, projecting Minnesota for Kamala Harris, but Republicans have won, you know, Democrats have won every year since 1972, as we all know. So I think the race, the margin is probably somewhere between 3 points and 8 points. I would not be surprised by either one of those. 4 years ago, our last poll had Biden, I think, up by 5 or 6, and he won by 7. And 4 years before that, we had Hillary Clinton up by, I think, an even greater margin, and she only won by 1.5. So the question is, have pollsters figured out how to nail down the Trump supporters?
Yeah, that's a big thing.
We're always told they're reluctant to respond to surveys. Pollsters say they've kind of figured out some of that, but, you know, we're going to get some more information here coming up on Tuesday.
So Walz comes out of nowhere, and he's selected as the VP. Let's say Walz is not the VP, and it's Josh Shapiro. Do you think this race would have been any more in play for the finances of the two campaigns? Because, you know, the ads we see now are mainly national buys. You know, there's a little bit of money spent here. And yeah, I mean, maybe it does turn out to be 3 points, and then some Republicans might say, wow, what if Trump would have spent some money? But this really, for the dollars compared to all the other swing states, the state has been borderline irrelevant, right?
Yeah, and, you know, and that 3 points, don't forget, that's like in the NFL, when you get down to the 3-yard line, you know, when you're playing between the 40s, it's pretty easy to gain some yardage.
Yeah, it's
once you get down
right
to the 3-yard line, trying to alter that is pretty difficult. I mean, you need some kind of a seismic event or shift to win even those last 3 points. I've often heard Minnesota is often called a sucker's bet because there will be polling that shows that it's very close, and then the Republicans will throw in a bunch of money, and then they still lose. And I think they've kind of banged their head against that wall enough times that they don't really try that anymore. Maybe it'll be in the next cycle something will shake loose. But those last 3 points, really difficult to overcome.
Tom Hauser's here. I want you to react to what's happened. I know you've reported also that the Supreme Court said that Hennepin County today incorrectly picked GOP absentee board judges. What is the significance of this, and how did this play out?
You know, it's more optics than anything else, because you know, the Republicans had put forward, what I think, 1,500 names, something like that, and none of them were selected. And so it just makes Hennepin County look like, well, they're going to select on behalf of the Republican Party, which gives Republicans another reason, kind of like a trunk full of ballots left, you know, unattended for 8 minutes at Edina City Hall, one more reason to question the security of our elections. And so that's what it is. It's more optics than anything else in terms of how much these election judges come into play on challenging ballots and that type of thing. It's fairly negligible, but it can be important if it comes down to a very close race like we had with Frank and Coleman, you know, back in 08.
I saw on your website what I just would classify as a not surprising but troubling story. When and we talk, what with Dave, we talk about it for a couple of days, but why, I don't know why anybody would want to be an election official anymore. It's just sad. You're doing your job. This isn't where you're going to make a killing, right? This is when you're, you know, all of a sudden you're buying that lake home on, up in the Brainerd area. And now for so much of the population, Tom, if you don't in the end, if your county, if your city, if your state doesn't select the candidate you want, the election officials get blamed. And you had multiple reporters work on how poll workers are now training on de-escalation. I'm not saying everyone is flawless. Mistakes happen. As we discussed right away, what happened in Edina, unforgivable, utterly ridiculous. The person should have been fired, and nothing like that should ever happen with the back of the vehicle open and the votes available, although the votes, by all accounting, the seal was not broken. But the fact that election officials need to be trained, Tom, in de-escalation tells you a lot where we are about our discourse.
Yeah, and I will just say every election official I've ever interviewed, whether it's in a blue county or a red county, you know, Republican or Democrat, they all just want to get it right. Most of them, if they do care who wins, they're never going to tell you, and they're not going to do anything that is going to cause there to be questions about the veracity of their elections, because guess what? They would lose their jobs. And these people are not independently wealthy who can afford to lose their jobs.
Right.
They just want to get it right. And for people to ascribe motivations to these people is just, it's one of those baffling things. It's part of the climate that we're in. And I don't know what can be done about it other than make sure you get it right and don't have questions raised like Hennepin County did by ignoring this list that the Republicans yep. put out. Treat both parties the same, count them all the same, and then you're not going to have these problems.
Tomorrow, if someone gets past the gate, gets past security, gets past the moat, and they arrive at the estate of Tom Hauser, what sort of candy will be given out to the kids who stop by?
Well, my daughter, Abby, was in charge of that this year. She has a variety of things, and she's very cognizant that some kids cannot have candy, cannot have nuts, cannot have certain things.
You're not giving apples out, are you?
No.
Okay.
But she has some non-candy options that go along with candy. And then we have a variety of chocolates and licorice and things like that. She wanted to be in charge of it. She did it. So we will have plenty to go around at our house.
Dave also tells me, because he did some insiding on that, that each kid will also get a photo of you while you're running. So an action shot of you running. Is that can you confirm Dave Harrigan's reporting?
Yes, and I will be wearing proper reflective gear. Since it will be it'll be nighttime, and kids, it's always about safety first. So
yes.
I will be leading by example, running by example.
Hauser's costume is just going to be him wearing all his medals.
Yeah. Yes.
Weighed down by 500 pounds
and
of marathon
and telling
medals.
The kids, look at the medals, don't look me in the eye. I'm a TV star, and I'm a marathoner.
Yeah.
Medals, yes. Face level, eye level, no, not for you kids.
You want this kind of bling? Put the candy down.
Maybe an occasional mom can, you know, but not the kids. Not
you guys know me too well.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right. Happy election season.
Best political reporter we have, Tom Hauser here on CCO.